know you came here to say. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. Going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. It's Call Your Shot Friday.
Get ready.
Can they go into your former second hometown, San Diego, and come out with a victory over the Bolts?
I believe they can.
I believe they can, too. Will they is certainly another question. It is Call Your Shot Friday, so call your shot
call
for
in,
Sunday's game.
Call your shot.
We're going to do a little higher or lower. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. We'll do our NFL game predictions as well, and I continue to get slaughtered in that one. I believe I dropped three more spots to you guys, so I think the kid's up three on you still.
I think he's up one. No, two.
On you?
I think so.
I thought after the first week he was up three on you and four on me, and you gained...
And then we pushed the next 2 weeks?
Yeah. You gained one. Me and you both gained one on the second week.
So then it's two. And then I think Kid and I pushed this week.
So you're down two, and I lost three more.
So you're down.
So I'm five.
Yeah.
I'm down five after
There's
3 weeks.
Just a slight amount of time left.
There's plenty of time. Plenty of time left. The kid's going to be calling in 216-578-0850. That's a number for you to call in as well. The kid will be, see, he's saying, maybe 145 to 215. He's got a big meeting today, the kid, that he's got to take care of, pardon. So mazel tov to him on that, mazel. But here we are. It is Friday. It is the Browns and the San Diego Chargers. Before we get into that, what about the way that the Steelers blew that game last night against the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes. I watched every snap of the second half. And for one, how impressive is Le'Veon Bell?
The way that he runs, the patience, the vision, the acceleration is almost like nothing else in the National Football League.
He reminds me, and again, I was a great football fan as a youngster. He reminds me a little bit of Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
In his patience. And beyond just Le'Veon Bell, he's impressive in himself, especially to come back from suspension, ready to play, played well last week, played well this week. On both sides of the football, the one thing that impressed me is the push that both offensive lines got at the point of attack.
Yep.
Made it very easy for Justin Forsett to have the game that he had after struggling through 3 weeks, and many fantasy owners questioning him as a draft pick after last year. Was it a fluke or was it not? But the point of attack and the surge that both offensive lines made in running the football was very impressive to me, and something that I hope the Cleveland Browns were watching and can do. And also, for us defensively, knowing that we have the Ravens coming next week and four opportunities against those offensive lines, our projected strength in defensive line and depth and our ability to stop the run will be challenged against both of those teams that we're going to see two times.
Absolutely, Justin Forsett, impressive. You talked about their lines did a good job, and it was just to watch the way that Le'Veon Bell ran was...
That counterplay when they bring a guard and Heath Miller around, and Le'Veon Bell gets the football and almost takes two steps and stops to let one blocker get a block, and then Heath Miller wrap around and get up on a backer or a safety, and then he bursts through that hole is very impressive.
It was impressive. Josh Scobie might not be long for the world there in Pittsburgh. And I got to ask, did you see Snoop Dogg's Instagram last night about
me?
About Josh Scobie.
I did not. What did he say?
Needless to say, Snoop seemed like he was probably pretty high at the time.
That's every second of the day.
Which is every second of the day. And he made it clear how disappointed he was with the performance of Josh Scobie and that he no longer wanted him to be a member of the Steelers organization.
It had to be a picture, right?
It's a video of him on Instagram.
With the game going on in the background?
His post-game commentary.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's worth seeking out.
All right.
It's worth seeking out. It's hilarious.
How long is it? A minute?
Not even.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. We can't play it on air. If we were able to play it on air, I would.
We don't have a bleeper?
I don't know. Could we, Dino, get that and bleep it? It's pretty funny.
It's funny you guys mentioned that. We're actually working on bleeping it, on de-bleeping everything. So
perfect.
If I'm able to get that done here, we'll play. It's outstanding.
It's outstanding. It's outstanding. It really is. It made me so happy.
I can't. At 1:15 in our first break, I will be Googling it.
Oh yeah, everybody should be Googling it. It was pretty fantastic, but a tough loss for this team. You know, Scobie misses the two field goals. Snoop's not happy about him, and I thought the Ravens, they hung tough. They're a resilient team. I think that's really the only way to say it. I thought it was interesting. Michael Vick wasn't really allowed to take many shots down the field,
I thought.
It seemed like they had a pretty clear game plan for him. You know, a lot of Le'Veon Bell, a lot of Justin Forsett on the other side. Joe Flacco was awful, I thought, all game long until he needed to be good.
Like a lot of quarterbacks are in the National Football
League. But that's why that's clutch. It's a little bit of clutch meter. So I thought he looked good.
I mean, the fake field goal that they get stuffed on 4th and inches, they get stuffed, and Pittsburgh just cannot capitalize. Vic airmails Antonio Brown on the 4th and 1. That would have been the game killer.
And Antonio Brown did drop that touchdown. That was a good throw right into his hands by Vic, and he did drop that touchdown. Just an absolutely a strange game, and I think Mike Tomlin, you could see the smoke coming out of his ears.
But did you see also, smoke coming out of his ears after the missed kicks? But at the end of the game, the camera was on him, and I believe Phil Simms and the commentators, you know, kind of read his mouth, and he said, "My bad."
I didn't think that's what he said.
What did he say?
I thought he said he made it, because he was watching the kick of Tucker, and I thought he said he made it, like he made it.
Okay,
and it's over.
There you go.
All right. I heard Simms say that, and I watched it back, and I watched.
I didn't
twice,
watch it back. Okay,
and I thought he said he made it.
I was basing it on hopefully him being right.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear? Snoop.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here's Snoop with a state of disquietude following the loss by the Steelers.
Get the f*** out of here, Josh Scobie. We need to get rid of that motherfucker. He's sorry as f***. He was sorry in Jacksonville. He's sorry with us. Get his out of here. Bye-bye, sorry, motherfucker, for you.
Snoop. Not
all right.
Snoop. Not mincing words. It wasn't even a minute. It was 15 seconds.
But yes, it was.
It was 15 seconds of gloriousness.
How does Josh feel about that? He has to move on.
I bet he's probably pretty psyched, right? He comes in. He was on the week one roster as a veteran, so his contract's guaranteed, right, for the year?
Yes.
So his money is good. And he just got like, I mean, those people, there are people who say, you know, bad publicity is better than no publicity. He's getting it right from Snoop. I mean, if Snoop was talking trash about me on an Instagram, I'd be fired up that I'm on Snoop's consciousness. You know what I mean?
Not as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
It would mean I was playing for the Steelers, so that'd be cool.
That's what I would thought. You know, he's got to be pumped leaving Jacksonville, coming to Pittsburgh with an offense that's going to score a lot of points.
And he missed two field goals in his first
one.
Two.
Yeah.
And then he missed two. He's gone. It's over. Isn't it over? It's over.
You got to.
It's over. What happens in the locker
room? What
about
Corey Spears?
Get Carey Spear a job. Why not? Corey,
Carey, whatever.
Whatever.
Spears. Brittany's nephew.
What happens in the locker room after a game like that? Are people like...
No one's going to say anything to him.
Nobody will say anything to him.
No. Because...
Will they like not look at him? Will they give him the silent treatment?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. He'll get the silent treatment until he makes another kick. Actually, a kick that matters.
A game-winning kick.
Not a game-winning kick, but a kick that matters.
Okay.
You know, 50-plus yarder. You know, when you need to get points on the board to end a half, you know, he'll get appreciation. But until a field goal, extra point, kickoffs out of the end zone, got to make a kick that matters because he missed two of them. Actually, four of them.
He has been struggling. Scobie, man.
It's that Midwest, Heinz Field turf, all that.
It's a tough place to kick.
It is a tough place to kick.
For a while there, remember they had that crazy guy, Jeff Reed?
Yes.
He was like the only guy who could make long field goals at Heinz Field.
Yeah.
And then he ended up, I think, partying a little bit too much and made his way out of the National Football League. Unbelievable. Justin Tucker, though, he is the best at what he does, you know, maybe in the entire NFL. Certainly one amongst the most clutch kickers in the NFL. But it's good. You know what the crazy thing is? If the Browns go into San Diego and win at 2-2, tied for second place.
Tied for second in the division. We might lose. There's no tie, and there's no tiebreaker yet, right?
No. And which should also be noted that Steve Smith was unable to finish that game.
Yes.
And if Steve Smith is unable to go, then they really don't have much in the pass game.
No, they don't. And based around the injury that Steve Smith had, I want to say back spasm because he got or something with his like kidneys or some like internal organ issue because Lawrence Timmons put that helmet right on the lower portion of the 8 of his jersey, you know, which is, you know, right on the kidneys, the spleen, you know, again, created some type of spasm in his back, enough so that he couldn't play the rest of the game, which was surprising because he tried the high knees on the sideline, he was on the bike, and then eventually he just chalked it up for a loss.
He said, I can do knows more. All right, this is what we're going to do with the kid. We're going to have the kid 145 to 215, Dino. So that's why we'll get our picks in there maybe to start the second hour. At the bottom of this hour, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. We also want to get your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Call your shop. What gives you the confidence that the Browns can go and win this game against the Chargers? What do they have to do, in your mind, to win? Who needs to step up for this team? And I'm sure that list is long and distinguished. Let us know when we return here. Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.